Well, good Friday evening, a snowy Friday evening from Glenwood Springs High School. Tonight, just one game. It's the Glenwood Lady Demons. Their second game of year 2023, taking on the Berthoud Spartans. And hats off to Berthoud for making the long trip from the Thompson School District on these snowy roads. Berthoud plays in the 4A Patriot League. They're 2-5 overall. No conference games yet. They play with University, Eaton, Valley, Resurrection Christian, Weld Central, and Sterling. Lady Demons coming off a 61-31 loss to Green Mountain. Lost to the Rams in Lakewood on Wednesday night. Tough loss. And they were without a couple of coaches, including head coach Ron Mosier. I mentioned it this morning during sports. Coach Mosier suffered a torn ACL, MCL, and a fractured tibia in a skiing accident. And she was skiing, it was Christmas Eve. The way she described it, she's like, I'm thankful I didn't hit my head or anything, I'm fine. The doc said, no weight bearing for, you know, a few weeks. She's like, can't do it. I can't miss games. And here she is on crutches, standing out there high-fiving the girls as they're introduced. So that's got to be a source of inspiration for the Lady Demons. After that 30-point loss, Glenwood just got blown out in the second quarter. It was 15-11 after the first quarter. And then Green Mountain scored 24 points in the second quarter to, I think, Glenwood's 4, and went on for the easy win. Alan Gibson is the head coach for the Berthoud Spartans. Glenwood is 0-3 lifetime against Berthoud. Starters for Glenwood: Ruby Patch, Taya Nykirk, Matea Enewall, Jocelyn Spires, and Tori Taylor. Starters for Berthoud: Katie Vieira, Anna Flaherty, Lily Strait, Gracie Flores, and Reese Kralik. And here we go. And the tip is taken by Glenwood, won by Matea Enewald. Goes to Ruby Patch. Spires is trapped in the corner, double team. Throws it away, and a steal, and a breakaway layup by Katie Vieira. Lays it up, missed the shot. Rebound put back by Kralik, doesn't go. Battleford on the floor. And they call jump ball. Possession will go to Berthoud. Inbounds pass. Number 24, Lily Strait. And the shot is blocked. Tori Taylor got a piece of that. Shot put up, blocked again by Tori Taylor. Loose ball chased down by Jocelyn Spires. Here's a race to the basket. Two players behind her, lays it up and in. And Glenwood strikes first. So a couple of defensive plays there. There's a pass down the post to Anna Flaherty. She missed the layup, and then on the rebound attempt, Kralik called for, no, that was his, Gracie Flores called for the foul. First foul called. Berthoud putting on the zone press. Almost a steal, and it is stolen in the corner by Flaherty. Here's a kick out pass to Kralik for a three in the far corner. In and out, no good. Rebound put back is good. And that shot, that put back by Gracie Flores, it's 2-2. Yeah, Glenwood turns the ball over, pass down the baseline and out of bounds. 2-2 score, 6:49 to go. Glenwood putting on the press. Berthoud no problem beating the press, but then they throw the ball away. They pass it up the court to Flores, and she's in the corner and helplessly watched it drift out of bounds. Now Spires has it, gets it up the court, the patch, lost it, got it back, goes to Taylor. Taylor stops, shoots from 10, partially blocked. Matea Edelwald gets the rebound, and she's fouled on the floor. Two-two score, 6:30 left in the first quarter. Ruby Patch inbounding, goes into Tori Taylor, double team, back to Patch. Left wing to Spires, kicks it over to Patch, drives, baseline jumper from 10, off the rim, no good, got her own rebound, putback attempt, block, gets it back, loose ball. Now they fall to the floor, jump ball called, possession goes to Glenwood. So both teams play an aggressive defense. Right out of the gate, Patch will inbound the baseline. Looks left, goes, she's running out of time, goes into Edelwald, who collides with a player, loses the ball, and it's taken by Katie Vieira. Vieira, with two defenders on her, puts up the shot. Was hoping to draw the charge, or rather the defensive foul, but instead threw it out of bounds. It was last touched by Glenwood, 2-2 score. Vieira will inbound. Goes into Kralik, puts up a three. Flat-footed shot and buries it. Reese Kralik, number 44, hits the three. And a traveling violation by Glenwood on the transition. 5-2, Berthod. Berthod wearing maroon uniforms with big white, bold white numerals. Flaherty has it top of the key. Goes to Flores, drives, missed the layup. Rebound tipped. And controlled by Edelwald, who gets tied up, and a jump ball possession goes to the Spartans. They lead at 5-2. Sparse crowd on hand, I understand. It's very snowy, slick roads. Inbounds past the floor. She traveled with it, and Tori Taylor tied her up, and they got tossed to the floor like a rag doll, but they called jump ball. Possession to Glenwood, 5-2, Berthod. Again, the press. Pass into Spires. Lost the ball. Goes to Patch. She's triple-teamed. And the ball taken away. Spires going after it. Falls to the floor. Goes out of bounds. And they're going to say last touch by Katie Vieira, whose chin hit the floor. She thought it was on Spires. Patch goes into Taylor. Kicks it up to Edelwald all alone. Lays it up. And it's blocked from behind by Flaherty. Oh, my. That was impressive, coming from behind to deny Matea Edelwald from behind. That was incredible. 5-2, Berthod. Patch inbounding baseline. Goes into Spires. Right wing, three-pointer. Get in there, ball. You betcha. And that ties it up. Jocelyn Spires with the tray. Five all. Pass down the block to Flaherty. Loses it. Loose ball. Taken by Spires. They're going to call a foul, I think, on Tori Taylor. Not a should be a shooting foul. It is, evidently. Gracie Flores made a feeble attempt to shoot, drew the contact, and she gets to go to the line. The foul is called on Spires. Joslyn's first. First team foul, tied at 5. Gracie Flores with the free throw and knocks down the first one. Flores' second free throw is no good. Rebound tipped and taken by Taylor up the left side to Nykerk. Nykerk going underneath the Ruby Patch, lost the ball. Ball rolls around, it's out of bounds. They're saying last touched by Spires. That pass was at the feet of Taylor, running through the key. Just rolled out of bounds. 6-5 Berthod. Glenwood with the press. Lily Strait has it. Now they get it up the court to Kralik. Kralik to Flaherty. Flaherty's shot is, her pass is blocked, but the loose ball taken by Flores. She is an aggressive player. Here's a three-pointer. Vieira is fouled. On the three-point attempt, she'll get three from the free throw line. Ruby Patch called for the foul. Her first, second team foul, and three shots for number 15, Katie Vieira, a 5'4 senior. Vieira averaging 7.7 points per game. Her first free throw is off the back of the iron. 4:40 left in the first quarter. Second free throw is no good. And she'll get one more. Flores comes out. Along with Flaherty and number 21, Kaylee Padilla in. Along with Rory Carr for Berthoud. Third free throw is good. She hits one out of three. It's 7-5 Spartans. Spires double teamed. Tries to break the double team. Pass up the court to Nykirk. Saved it from going out of bounds, but threw it into a Berthoud player. Taken by Lily Strait. Kralik, top of the key to Vieira. Berthoud really having trouble with the press and the double team, the traps. Vieira's got it. Flips one right side to Spires. Spires picks it off. Goes up to Ruby Patrick. Lays it up. Got it. And the game is tied. That's what it's going to take. Defense leading to offense. Good steal by Spires. And a nice assist to Ruby Patch. 7-7 score, just under 4 minutes to go in the first. And the ball kicked, loose ball. Battle for it, ends up in the hands of Rory Carr. And now they're going to call the timeout. So Coach Alan Gibson calls for a 30-second timeout. 3:53 left in the first quarter, tied at 7. Well, when I walked into the gym, I didn't recognize it. Am I in the right place? During the Christmas break, redid the floors. So you got two tones in the center from, say, from free throw line to free throw line. It's basically a volleyball court, and it's a lighter shade. And then around it, they refinished the floor, which is a darker shade of wood. Looks like they repainted the borders as well. Very bright and shiny in here. I knew I didn't do justice describing the floor, but I tried. Berthoud with the ball. Mason Premer. Here's a three-pointer. Good. Padilla with the three, and it's a 10-7 score, and Glenwood with a turnover on the transition. Padilla knocks down the three. Makes it 10-7 Spartans. Vieira in. Goes into Premer again. Three-point attempt, no good. Rebound taken by Nykirk. Looks confused. Now gets it up the court to Spires. Took it away from the defender. Goes underneath the Matea Ennewald all alone, lays it up and in. And it's 10-9. Ennewald's first basket. 10-9 Berthoud. Pass up the court and out of bounds. They're trying to zip one into Kaylee Padilla underneath. And threw it into the wall. Gwynn Marks in for Berthoud, replacing Vieira. Boy, look at 12, 13 players on the bench for on this team for Berthoud. And another turnover. And it's taken back by Nykirk. She lost it. Now gets it back. She's double-teamed. Really getting frustrated here. Maddie Stewart in the game. Pass down low to intended for Matea Ennewald. And coming out of nowhere is Rory Carr to get the pick. That was pretty incredible. Pass to Padilla. In the corner to Avery Full, and Full coming off the bench knocks down a three. It's 13-9. Pass up the court to Nykirk. Nykirk down to Bailey Winder, and Winder banks it in. It's 13-11. Berthoud. Pass knocked away. Taken back. Another shot put up. Blocked by Ennewald. They're going to say a foul, though, before. They're going to say she was fouled in the act of shooting, so foul called against Nykirk, her first. Glenwood with 3-2 for Berthoud. And the first free throw from Kaylee Padilla is good. Have to wait till their ponytails get out of the way so I can see their number. She hits both free throws. 15-11, Berthoud. Spires left wing. Ennewald, top of the key. Nykirk right wing. Spires trying to post up. Nykirk Goes top of the key to Winder. Winder to Spires. Joslin left wing. Pestered there. Goes to Nykerk. Comes out to get it. Nykerk right wing to Stewart. Stewart to Spires. Top of the key. All alone for a three. Missed it off the rim. Rebound put back by Winder. Doesn't go. Loose ball ends up in the hands of Padilla for Berthet. 15-11 Spartans lead. A minute 45 to go in the first. Pass in the near corner. All alone is Foal, and she missed the three-pointer. And a battle for it as Bailey Winder got tossed to the floor and almost pinned. Boy, that was aggressive. Jump ball. Possession goes to Berthet. Patch and Tori Taylor back in for Glenwood. Here's the pass into Mason Premer. Premer has it blocked by Ruby Patch. Patch has the loose ball, circles around, brings it up uncontested. Goes far corner to Spires and threw it out of bounds. Just launched it, almost ended up in the trash can there over there in the corner by the exit door. 15-11 Berthet, 1:26 left in the first. Gwynn Marks, a sophomore, brings it up. Left side to Foal. There's a three-point attempt by Padilla. Doesn't go. Rebound taken by Spires. Spires up the left side. Spires being chased from behind. And a ball knocked away and a steal by Avery Foal. Foal brings it coast to coast. Pass up to Gwynn Marks. Goes back to Foal and has it knocked out of bounds. But they say she was the last one to touch it. So Glenwood ball with a minute to go in the first quarter, 15-11 Berthet. Spires hands it off to Ruby Patch to bring it up. Patch stops, hands it off to Stewart, goes to Spires, lost it, got it back. Stops, top of the key in the near corner to Patch, puts up a three. Yes, ma'am, Ruby Patch. It's 15-14 Berthet. Pass up the court, almost stolen by Tori Taylor. Good anticipation. Tipped it into the stands. Then we said, all right, we can match it as far as energy and getting steals. Pass into Marks. Marks to Premer. Here's a pass to Carr. Carr drives and had the ball blocked. That shot was blocked by Tori Taylor. Knocked out of bounds. 26 seconds left. 1-point lead for Berthet. Marks inbounding at the baseline. Goes in the right wing to Carr. Back to Marks. Marks to Premer. Top of the key. Hands it off left wing to Foal. Back to Premer. To Rory Carr. Carr's pass picked off by Tori Taylor. Taylor's playing great D. 9 seconds. 8 seconds. 1-point lead for Berthet. Taylor to Spires. Spires into Taylor. Puts it up. Missed the layup. Put back at the buzzer. Good! Bailey Winder got the rebound, handed it back to Tori Taylor, who laid it up and in just as the buzzer sounded, and Glenwood has the lead after one. 16-15. This is KMTS. Back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. After one quarter, it's Glenwood 16, Berthet 15. Great contest so far. Spires has the ball top of the key, hands it off to Nykerk. Nykerk stops, double teamed. Bounces it to Ruby Patch. Patch drives, stops, flips it over to Spires in the corner. She gets double-teamed. Real wraparound pass intended for Tori Taylor, and Taylor kicked it over to Ennewald, who lost it out of bounds at the baseline. ...16-15 Glenwood. Second quarter just underway. Katie Vieira with the ball, top of the key. Goes to Flaherty. Flaherty shoots and scores. Nice touch there off the glass. Katie Flaherty. Anna Flaherty, excuse me. Her first bucket. She averages 5.5 a game. 17-15. Berthet. Nykerk has it. Hands it off to Spires. Between the leg dribble in the paint. Trying to pass it to Ennewald. And it was kicked by Vieira for Berthet. Four team fouls for Glenwood. Two for Berthet. This came early in the first. Patch inbounding, standing on the G of the of Springs, goes into Ennewald. Ennewald double team. Patch trying to go through the key, picked off by Vieira, going coast to coast. Lays it up and in against Spires. Wow. Vieira with a nifty basket. 19-16, Berthen. Ruby Patch, Nykerk, high post, right side, now top of the key. Looking, lobs it over to Spires in the corner. They quickly double down. Ball knocked away, out of bounds. Last touched by the Spartans. Well, they've scouted Spires well. Joslin in front of the Berthet bench, almost threw it away, taken by Patch. Patch goes down to Ennewald, quickly through the key to Torrey Taylor. Ennewald gets the pass from Torrey Taylor. Taylor threw it out of bounds, bounces into the stands. I think Ennewald should have just taken the shot. And I think that's what Coach Mosier, leaning on her crutches, is telling her. Don't be so unselfish. You've got an open look. Take it. There's a pass to Flores. Dribbling the key by Flaherty. Taken away by Ennewald. They're going to say jump ball possession will remain with the Spartans. Katie Vieira inbounding. 5'4 senior. Lobs it in to Kralik. Top of the key to Straight. Drives against two defenders and is stolen by Spires. And they're saying an offensive foul against called against Straight. Her first, third team foul. 19-16, Spartans lead the Lady Demons. Spires brings it up. Center court, top of the key, stops. Looks right, goes left in the corner to Patch. Patch baseline drive, hands it off to Torrey Taylor. TT falling to the floor, she gets fouled and helped up by the Berthet defenders. Flaherty picks up her first. Now it's both teams have four fouls. Ruby Patch inbounding, baseline. Lobs it in to Torrey Taylor. Taylor stops, shoots a 10-footer. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound taken by Flores. Vieira has it. Left wing to Kralik. Pass down low, picked off by Ennewald. Ennewald to Nykerk. Nykerk circles around. So teammates yelled Wolf. Drive by Torrey Taylor. She's calling for traveling before she is able to kick it out in the corner to Ruby Patch. He was open for a shot, but TT forgot her luggage. 19-16, Berthet. Glenwood has yet to score in this second quarter. 5:26 to go in the half. Vieira has it, top of the key. They lobs it over to Straight. Straight to Kralik, back to Straight, right wing. No look pass, flips it over to Vieira, top of the key, back to Straight for three. Quick release there by Straight. Missed it off the back of the rim. Rebound taken by Spires, goes to Nykerk. Nykerk looking over her shoulder. And they're going to say traveling on Nykerk. Knew where she wanted to go with the ball, but took an extra step. Just the girls tonight. Girls and boys will play next week at Fruita Monument. We'll be on hand for those games. Pass to Flores. Kicks it out to Kralik. Three-pointer. Flat-footed. And buries it. Boy, she got a pretty touch. Reese Kralik, her second three. It's 22-16. Berthet. Spires top of the key. Nykerk calling for it all alone in the corner. Now they double down on her. She's in trouble. Has to split the double team. Gets free. Goes to Spires top of the key. Fakes right. Nowhere to go. Trying to lob it down to Torrey Taylor. And a timeout called by Coach Rhonda Mosier. Doesn't like the rhythm of the offense. Calls for a 30-second timeout. 4:26 to go in the second quarter. 22-16 Berthet with the lead. Keith Harris celebrated a birthday earlier this week, January 3rd, and his birthday present was a trip back to Oregon to see an old friend or some old friends. So wish him safe travels. And we'll be teamed up again next week as Glenwood travels to Fruita Monument. Ruby Patch will inbound Glenwood side on the sideline here. 22-16 Berthet. Glenwood looking for their first bucket here in this second quarter. Nykerk has it, goes to Patch. Patch back to Nykerk, has to chase it down. See what Coach Rhonda Mosier drew up here. Lob pass trying to go down to Torrey Taylor. Taylor double teamed, forces up a shot and got it. Oh, it rolled in and out. Oh my goodness, a heartbreaker. It just slowly rolled around the rim and plopped out. Oh, man. Tough shot. 22-16 Spartans. Straight has it. Now Vieira. Oh, she took an extra step. Got away with it. Straight's got it right wing. Back to Vieira, top of the key. Going far corner to Kaylee Padilla. Lily Straight. Pass picked off by Ruby Patch. Patch circles around, avoids the defenders. Has it right wing, still dribbling. Bounce pass to Spire. Spire's down to Matea Ennewald. Matea Ennewald to Tori Taylor, and Taylor banks it in. Nice feed by Matea Ennewald. 22-18. First basket for Glenwood in the second quarter at the 3:20 mark. Flores has the ball knocked away, and she's called for traveling. She's a very aggressive player, and she's coming out for a breather. Coach's going to talk to her. But I'm impressed with her play. A little bit out of control, but she's tough. 22-18. Glenwood trailing Berthoud. 3:13 to go in the first half. Patch has it, left wing. Hands it off to Nykerk, top of the key. Ennewald calling for it. It's got to get out of the key now. Here's Nykerk. Nykerk lobs it to Spires, right wing. Quickly through the key to Tori Taylor and lays it up and in. Oh, great pass from Jocelyn Spires as she thread the needle. And TT with the finish. 22-20. Glenwood on a little 4-0 run here. Here's a three-pointer put up by Foal, and that doesn't go. Rebound taken by Ennewald, who gets fouled. No call. Clears it, hands it off to Nykerk. To Tori Taylor, takes it, lays it up with the left hand, missed the shot, rebound Spires. Spires kicks it out top of the key to Nykerk, three-pointer for the lead, missed the shot. And the rebound, battle for it on the floor, it's going to be traveling. Called against Rory Carr for Berthoud. It's a good job by Ennewald to contest that rebound. And Maddie Stewart in for Ruby Patch, 22-20. Berthoud leads, Spires into Ennewald to Nykerk, left wing. Nykerk dribbles a couple times, hands it off to Spires, top of the key. Pass down to Tori Taylor, pivots. Scoop shot with the right hand, missed the shot. Great move, putback attempt, good by Matea Ennewald. And Ennewald with her second basket ties the game up at 22 with under 2 minutes to go in the half. Here's Fall to Vieira, top of the key. Down to Padilla in the paint. And kick it left wing to Kralik. Kralik's got it left wing. Kick it over to Padilla for three. In and out, no good. Rebound, Ennewald with a strong board. Chance for Glenwood to take lead. And Spires threw the ball away. Stolen by Kralik. Kralik drives, shoots. Missed it. Should have been an offensive foul. Battle for the ball. They're saying last touch by Glenwood. Berthoud ball out of bounds. Spires trying to get the fast break going and threw the ball right into a defender's hands. A minute 30 to go in the half. 22 all. Vieira inbounding baseline. Goes into Kralik. Can't leave her alone. Padilla. Drive by Fall. Dry shoots. Shot is blocked by Ennewald. Ennewald fast, a pass up the court. Trying to go to Tori Taylor. Picked off by Vieira. Vieira's pass. And another turnover by Fall. Stolen by Ennewald, and a layup by Tori Taylor. Boy, she likes that little windmill shot. That is pretty. Tori Taylor with 10 points. And Glenwood has the lead back. 24-22 with a minute six to go in the half. And it's a full timeout. We'll take a break. 24-22 Glenwood. This is KMTS. Gymnasium. Glenwood Lady Demons lead the Berthoud Spartans in a good game. 24-22 with a minute six to go in the half. Boy, it's good to be back in the gym. I was getting a little antsy during the holiday break. Plenty to do at work, just no sports to call. Berthoud ball as Vieira brings it up. For the Spartans, 58 seconds left. A timeout call by Berthoud. See what they came up with. Falls got it. Now they go to the corner to Padilla. To Vieira. Near corner to Kralik. Kralik to Vieira. Back to Padilla, or to Fall, rather. Vieira, top of the key. Lobs it far corner to Padilla. Three-pointer. No, it's a two-pointer. Toes are on the line. Padilla with a two from 18 feet. And it's 24 24. 22 seconds left. Stewart has it. Flips it over to Ruby Patch. Patch back to Stewart. Stewart to Spires in the corner. Three-pointer, a rainbow. You betcha! How do you do, Jocelyn Spires? I love that shot. 27-24, Glenwood. 5 seconds left. Vieira hands it off to Padilla. Three-pointer to tie. It's out of bounds. And that's the end of the first half. Two good teams going at it. Trading blows. 27-24, Glenwood at the half. You're listening to KMTS. Back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium with the Glenwood Lady Demons lead the Berthoud Spartans 27-24. Quite a contest as both teams playing very aggressive defense. Glenwood had the edge in the first quarter, 16-15, thanks to a putback by Tori Taylor. As the buzzer sounded. And then Glenwood maintained the edge in the second quarter, 11-9 over the Spartans. Spartans not bashful about shooting the threes. They're 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 for 10 from beyond the arc. Glenwood, meanwhile, having a little trouble with the full court press and the trap defense, but able to maintain composure. Rhonda Mosier called a timeout, got them regrouped, and I think Glenwood's taken by surprise a little bit by Berthoud's quickness and their anticipation, cutting off lanes and getting steals. Both teams pretty even as far as turnovers. I don't have exact numbers, but I know both teams are in the double figures for turnovers. Again, Keith is out of town, so I don't have another stat man. Leading scorers for Glenwood, Ruby Patch with 5 points. Matea Ennewald with 4. Bailey Winder coming off the bench. He's got a bucket. Jocelyn Spires with a couple of beautiful threes. She's got 6 at the half. And Tori Taylor leads Glenwood with 10 points. And she's got that that windmill scoop shot that's just a thing of beauty. And it's a couple of those shots have come against some pretty tough defense down at the post. Berthoud, they've got some balanced scoring. Katie Vieira has just got 3 points. She attempted a three and was fouled in the first quarter and made 2 out of 3 from the line. She averages just under 8 points a game. She has 3 for the half. Anna Flaherty with a bucket. Kaylee Padilla has hit 1 of 4 3-pointers. She has 7 points at the half. She averages about 5 a game. Primer will shoot threes as well. She averages about 4 points a game, but she is scoreless. Reese Krolik averages about 10 points a game. She has 6 points at the half. Gracie Flores, an aggressive player, averages about 3 points a game. She has 3 at the half. And Avery Fall, number 41. It's a deep team. She has a three-pointer. And that's her scoring total for the half. 27-24. Glenwood with the win, the lead here at halftime. And then next Thursday, the 12th, Glenwood will be at Fruita Monument. We'll have those games here on KMTS. Tomorrow, we'll travel. I will travel to Palisade. As Rifle Bears take on the Bulldogs. 4:30 girls, 6 o'clock boys here on KMTS. Coleridge will host Summit next Friday the 13th. Saturday the 14th is Glenwood at Grand Junction Central at noon and 2. Tuesday the 17th, Montrose at Glenwood, 5:30 and 7. Friday the 20th, Glenwood at Palisade. 21st, Basalt at Coleridge. 24th, Glenwood at Summit, boys only. 26th, Grand Junction at Glenwood, Moffitt at Rifle on the 28th, 31st, Battle Mountain at Glenwood. That's it for the month of January. Well, the snow has been a real blessing. Makes traveling a little tricky, but snowpack is up considerably, and they're talking to climatologists and other weather experts, and snowpack experts. If this can keep up on a consistent basis for the next few weeks, we won't be out of the drought by any stretch of the imagination, but it will be a big boost for local rivers and streams, and of course, downstream, downriver, lakes Meade and Powell, desperate for a big spring runoff. So let's hope and pray we get a lot more snow. If they can clear up right about baseball season, that would be great. Then we can do baseball games. Reminder that Sunday, of course, is the last game of the season for the Denver Broncos. I've really been impressed with Jerry Rosberg, the interim coach. Very passionate guy, very thoughtful gentleman. Players really seem to like him. He knows he's not going to be the head coach, but he's done a great job bringing the team together, and they're hoping to end the season on a high note against the L.A. Chargers, already playoff bound. I read a stat today. If the Broncos were to lose, I think it's the first time in, I think, 40 or 50 years. It might be the first time in history that they've had a 13 losses in one season. Let's hope that doesn't happen. That's a 225 game, by the way, here on KMTS. Glenwood has the ball. Terry and Nykirk inbounding. Being contested. There's a steal right off the bat taken by Vieira. Missed the layup. Put up a second shot, and they're going to call a foul against Joslyn Spires. Boy, I'm telling you, Berthoud is one of the most aggressive teams I've seen so far this season. They're very quick. They go after the ball. Spires called for her second foul, and Katie Vieira at the line for two shots. And she hits the first one. Vieira's second free throw is no good. Rebound taken by Ennewald. Ennewald up the court to Nykirk. Right side. Goes to Ennewald, top of the key. Matea flips it over to Spires on the left wing. Goes to Tori Taylor. Lost the ball. Goes to her knees. She slides across the floor. Jump ball called. And possession goes to Berthoud Spartans. 27-25. Glenwood with the lead. Second half just underway. Vieira playing the point, top of the key. No-look pass flips it to Lily Strait. Strait's got it right wing. Cross-court pass to Kralik. Kralik baseline. Trying to feed it underneath. Ball knocked away by Ennewald. Loose ball chased down by Spires. Spires bringing it up the floor. Nice pass to Ennewald, who lays it up. And in, and a foul! You betcha! Oh, that's how the fast break is run. That was a thing of beauty. Spires with the steal. Brings it up the floor. Three defenders on her. And she just thread the needle. Nice bounce pass to Ennewald, who got the layup and the foul called against Strait. Her second, and Ennewald for a three-point play. Got the bounce. Mate Ennewald. It's 30-25. Biggest lead of the night for Glenwood. Believe it or not, that's been a very well-played game. Strait has it right wing. Picks up her dribble. Goes to Vieira. Back to Strait. Puts up a three all alone. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Tori Taylor. Battle for it, gets it, gets bumped, and a foul. You're going to call a foul against Anna Flaherty, who just got her a couple times, a little hip check there twice. And Flaherty picks up her second. Making her third, 6:51 to go, third quarter, 30-25 Glenwood. Nykirk brings it up. Flips it over left wing to Ruby Patch. Patch bounce pass to Spires. Spires to Nykirk, right wing. Spires sets a pick, running through the lane, trying to get open. Nykirk splits the double team, loses the ball, gets it back, kicks it over to Tari Taylor, falls to the floor, flips it with the backhand on her belly to Ruby Patch. Patch has it. One-on-one with a defender. Ball knocked away, gets it back. Ruby looking for someone to dish it off to. Stops at the free. Oh, she carried the ball and traveled. Pick your poison there. She should have passed it off sooner. 30-25. Glenwood with the lead. 6:15 to go in the third. Vieira likes that no-look pass to the wing. Does it again to Lily Strait. Strait back to Vieira near the circle. Pass in the near corner. Now they go to Strait. One-on-one with Spires. They're trying to wrestle that ball away. Falls to the floor. Gets back to her feet. And guarding Vieira now. Top of the key. Going a little more aggressive on defense. Three-pointer all alone. Strait. That's off the mark. Way off the mark. Rebound. Loose ball taken by Nykirk. Falls to the floor. Scrum. And the possession goes to Glenwood. Well, this leaving some skin on this new court. Batch inbounds to Nykirk. 3-1 advantage here in the third so far for Glenwood. They lead by five. Nykirk top of the key. Flips it over to Patch, right wing. Patch one-on-one. Tries to go down to Spires. Spires one-on-one. Pull-away jumper. Drew the contact. No foul. Loose ball, though. Chasing down by Patch. Patch kicks it over to Nykirk. Nykirk to Spires, right wing. Defender giving her some space there. She goes to Tori Taylor. Turnaround jumper from 10. No good. Rebound out of bounds. Last touch by Nykirk. Berthet ball at the baseline. Avery Fall in the game now for Berthet. Placing Lily Strait. Rory Carr also in. Vieira brings it up for the Spartans. Goes right wing to Fall. Back to Vieira. Back to Fall. Padilla. Drive by Carr to Padilla. Three-pointer. That's barely drew the rim. Rebound taken by Nykirk. Goes to Spires up the left side. Spires looks over her shoulder. Cross-hand dribble. Flips over to Patch. Patch fakes the three. Shoots. Drives. And knocks it down from 10 feet. Little running floater there for Ruby Patch. Her second or third basket. She's got 7 points. It's 32-25. Glenwood. And Vieira for three. That's an air ball. Instead of doing her low-look pass, she launches a three and came up way short. 32-25, Glenwood, 4:25 left in the third. Would be the first win for Glenwood over Berthet. Patch downloaded Mate. Inewald drew the contact, missed the shot. Inewald immediately put her back to the defender, tried to use the glass, got hacked. And Mate Inewald back to the line. She's one for one. She made a three-point play a couple minutes ago in this quarter. And foul called against Rory Carr, her first, third team foul. And Inewald at the line for two. Knocks down the first one. I say it all the time, but Matea is just a joy to watch. She's just got a big smile on her face and just loves playing the game. 33-25, Glenwood. Inewald's second free throw. Missed it out the back of the rim. Rebound chased down by Tori Taylor. Flips it back in, but back into a Bertha defender. 33-25. Here's a three-pointer put up by Premer. Doesn't go. They're settled for the three. Premer has it in the key. Ball knocked away. She gets it back. Now they kick it over to Padilla for three. And won't get the bounce there. Mate Inewald with a strong rebound, and she's fouled. She had it cleanly. And she took it off the rim. And they got hacked, and now Berthet in foul trouble. They've got four team fouls now. Foul called against Foll. That's P-F-O-L. Her first, fourth team foul. Pass into Ruby Patch. Patch up the court to Mateo Newell, all alone. Roasting Weenies down there under the baskets. She was all by herself, lonesome. And Ruby Patch said, I see ya. Kicks it down there, and Mateo with the easy bucket. 35-25, biggest lead for Glenwood. It's a timeout called by Berthet. And it's a 30-second timeout. And Coach Alan Gibson's got the girls circled around there. With the rather spirited talk there. 3:44 to go in the third quarter. 35-25, Glenwood. It's an 8-1 run here to start the third for Glenwood. And Rhonda Mosier, I just appreciate what she's done for this program. and the dedication and love she has with the girls. And she's told the docs, I can't not be on my feet, so give me some crutches and let me go. She's up. She's leaning on there. She's not taking a seat. 35-25, Bertha with the ball. Vieira brings it up center court. Goes right side to Premer. Here's a three-pointer in the corner, put up by Padilla. Doesn't go. Rebound controlled by Berthod. Taken by Full. Drive by Rory Carr. Missed the layup. And a ball blocked. A shot blocked, I think. Ennewald got a piece of it. Knocked it out of bounds. Tough D for Glenwood. They lead by 10. Vieira inbounding baseline. Spinning on the end of the springs. Lob pass top of the key to Padilla. Puts up a shot from the free throw line and knocks that one down. There's the first field goal for Berthod at the 3:20 mark. Padilla with the two-pointer. And Nykerk double-team gets it up to Spires. Spires, nice bounce pass, knocked away. Taken back by Spires. Puts up a shot, doesn't go. Spires gets a loose ball. Ball on the floor. Battle for it. Matea Ennewald has it. She handed it to Nykerk, and they call it jump ball, but it was Nykerk and Ennewald that both had hands on the ball. I didn't see a burgundy jersey anywhere. Interesting. There's a quick whistle. 35-27, Glenwood. Vieira has it top of the key, lobs it over to Padilla. Scoop shot, off balance shot by Rory Carr. She got knocked down. Looks like she's just tripped up, but she was fouled. They're going to say Ennewald guilty of the foul. That's her first. Just the second team foul. And Carr will shoot two. Rory Carr, a junior. Hits the first free throw. Carr averages just under 4 points per game. Ruby Patch comes out. Stewart in. Carr's second free throw is off the rim, no good. Rebound, strong board by Ennewald. Flips it over to Spires. Spires up the left side. Puts on the brakes, lobs it to Ennewald. Ennewald drives. No look pass, flip out to Nykerk. Dribble, shoots from 12. Won't go. Rebound, put back. Tori Taylor missed the rebound. Missed the shot, and then she gets the rebound and falls to the floor. They're going to call jump ball. Oh, no, she's out of bounds. TT's been cold this quarter after a 10-point first half. There's a pass down to Carr, to Vieira. Premer, Vieira, back to Premer. Right wing, met there by Spires. Goes to Full. Vieira for three, top of the key. Off the rim, no good. Rebound was going to go to Spires, but she was fouled. Got bumped into by Mason Premer. That's her first team foul, number five for Berthod. Patch back in the game. Spires coming out for a breather. 35-28 Glenwood. 2:03 to go in the third. Nykerk inbounding against the press. Lobs it up to Stewart. Up to Ennewald. Ennewald to Bailey Weiner. Missed the shot from five. Rebound, loose ball. Goes through the legs of Nykerk. Taken by Stewart. Stewart to Patch. Backs it up. Top of the key ball. Knocked away and a steal. Here goes Padilla. Driving and they cut her off. Padilla, no-look pass out to Premer. Premer goes down low to Carr. Carr, or rather, Full, put up a shot and missed it, but she was fouled from behind, and quickly Glenwood catching up on the fouls. Winder call for the foul. Her second, and a timeout called. Coach Rhonda Mosier asking for a full timeout. We'll take a break. Minute 42 to go. In the third, 35-28, Glenwood, this is KMTS. Minute 42 remaining in the third quarter. It's Glenwood 35, Bertha 28. Glenwood had a 10-point lead. Now cut to 7. Rhonda Mosier called that full timeout. She's very judicious with her timeouts. It's not just to give them a rest. There is a purpose. Get them regrouped. Yeah. First free throw from Fall is no good off the back of the rim. Second free throw is good that time. 35-29 Glenwood. Berthoud with the press. Pass up the court. Nice baseball pass to Winder. Winder down to Patch. Patch fakes, shoots, and scores. Nice move by Ruby Patch and a great bit of passing by Ennewald to Winder to Patch for the bucket. 37-29 Glenwood. Back up three. That's good by Avery Fall. Look out. Here's a pass down to Ennewald. Lays it up with the left hand. Missed. Yeah, she got it. Thought it was going to roll off the rim. Nice pass from Winder. 39-32 Glenwood. Here's a three-pointer. Top of the key. Buries it. Katie Vieira from the top of the key. And now Berthoud's starting to get hot. Ennewald. Baseball pass tipped and a steal by Berthoud. Up the court. To Vieira, another three from the right, left, the left wing. No good, ball goes out of bounds. 39-35, Glenwood. The three-pointer is the great equalizer. Glenwood led by 10, now they lead by 4. Ennewald comes out for a breather for the last few seconds of the third quarter. Seconds left. Kralik back in the game for the Spartans. Ruby Patch will bring it up. They come up to meet her. Pass to Nykerk. She got fouled from behind. No call. Gets it over to Patch. Here's Spires from the left wing. Thought she was going to shoot. Decided against it. Patch goes to Nykerk. Top of the key. Between the circle and the key. Stops. Cross goes past to Patch. Patch gets double team ball knocked away. And a foul's going to be called against Mason Primer. Getting greedy there and got her on the wrist. 16 fouls, second for Primer. Pass into Nykerk. She's double teamed. Goes to Patch. Patch trying to avoid the defender. Goes to Spires. 14 seconds. Spires lobs it to Tori Taylor. 9 seconds. And Taylor called for traveling. Couldn't quite put on the brakes. 7 seconds left. Took a lot of time off the clock to almost like about 42 seconds. They roll the ball up the floor as Vieira picks it up at half court. 6 seconds, 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Drives, floats one, missed the shot. Rebound taken by Spires. Loose ball shot, put up at the buzzer, got it! Oh my goodness! And that was Kralik with the putback at the buzzer and brings Berthoud within 2 points, 39-37. Glenwood, this is KMTS. 10-point lead down to 2 now as we start the fourth quarter. 39-37. Spires double-teamed. In trouble. Lobs it over to Patch. Patch down low to Ennewald. Wait, lays it up and in! Can't leave her alone. They're going to double down on somebody. Someone's going to be open. Winder or Ennewald with the bucket. Here's a three-pointer from the far corner. Put up by Kralik. Doesn't go. Rebound taken by Patch. And she is fouled. A reach in there by Anna Flaherty. That's 17 fouls, so it's a 1-1. It's bonus time as Flaherty picks up her fourth. Boy, Berthoud came storming back in the closing seconds of that third quarter. Ruby Patch at the line for a 1-1. First free throw is good. Those are important. Back to a 5-point lead. Patch, second free throw. Is no good. Rebound, Ennewald. Put back. She's fouled. Ennewald with a strong rebound. She didn't have... She had the second position from the block and was able to get in front of the Berthoud player and quickly put it, go to back to the basket and drew the foul. Foul called against Flaherty, and she fouls out. She can untuck the jersey. She's done for the night. Ennewald at the line. 1-1. No, this will be two shots. She was fouled in the act. First free throw is good. Ennewald 3 for 4 from the line. Taylor's second free throw. In and out, no good. Rebound off the hands of Torrey Taylor. Out of bounds. 43-37 Glenwood, 7:30 left in the game. Vieira has it, crossover dribble, one-on-one with Patch. Patch pass down low, knocked away, and a steal by Nykerk. They're going to call jump ball. Possession goes to Berthin. Vieira inbounding, baseline, right of the basket, lobs it top of the key to Padilla. Vieira comes out to get it near the circle. Flips it over to Rory Carr. Carr to Padilla. Puts up a three. Top of the key. Off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound Spires. Joslin splits the double team. Up the court. Wide open is Matei Ennewald. Easy money. Candy. Oh, missed the shot. Loose ball. They're going to say a foul against Berthin on the rebound attempt. Boy, foul called against Lily Strait, her third, and some Berthin fans sitting next to me don't really appreciate the calls, but so the ball bounces. Ruby Patch at the line for a one-and-one. First free throw. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound chased down. Now they're saying Ruby Patch committed a foul, trying to chase down that loose ball. And Ruby picks up her second foul. Berthin with nine. Next one's double bonus. Six-point lead for Glenwood. 6:50 left in the game. Vieira has it. Left wing. A little alley-oop trying to feed it to Kralik, and the ball tipped out of bounds by Torrey Taylor. Vieira inbounding. Baseline. Running out of time. Goes to Kralik. Smothered there by Nykerk. Vieira has it. Drives in the key. And they're going to call a reach-in foul against Glenwood. Foul against Nykerk. Her second, fifth team foul. 43-37 Glenwood. Vieira inbounding now. We got a timeout called by Coach Alan Gibson, the Berthin Spartans. 30-second timeout. 6:40 left in the ballgame. Glenwood by 6. 43-37. Looking to go to 8-2 on the season. Another call at a full timeout. So we'll take a break. 6-point lead for Glenwood. This is KMTS. Back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. Ron Milhorn here on KMTS. Flying solo for the next couple of games as my partner Keith Harris out of town for a little birthday trip. I think he turned 45 on January 3rd. So Berthin ball out of bounds. Vieira will inbound baseline. Goes in. Oh, nice play called up by Lily Straits. Found a nice open lane. They found her and she lays it up and in. 43-39. Spires double team. Goes to Patch. Patch down to Ennewald. Ennewald to Nykerk. Right wing. Lobs it down to Ennewald in the paint. Double team. Kicks it out to Patch. Patch with a drive. Lays it up. Got. Oh, almost got the shot. She was fouled. No. We're calling Patch for an offensive foul. Wow. It's a three-pointer put up by Vieira. Doesn't go. Ball out of bounds. Glenwood ball. 43-39. I guess it wasn't a foul. It was a traveling, I guess, against Patch. I didn't see the signal from the trail ref. 4-point lead for Glenwood. Tied ball game. 5:50 to go. In the fourth, pass, oh, bad pass, but it goes, ends up in the hands of Ennewald, who lays it up, missed the shot, ball knocked away on her putback attempt, and now a foul. Oh, the ball just spun off the rim. And Ennewald ends up getting called for a foul. For Matea, that's her second. Six team fouls. Next one puts Berthin in the bonus. One more for Berthin. That's double bonus for Glenwood. Vieira's got it. One-on-one with Patch. Gets picked. Vieira almost stepped on the baseline. Drives. Splits two defenders. And the ball missed the shot. Rebound taken by Torrey Taylor. TT up the court to Spires. Spires Double team, triple team, in traffic, ball knocked away, now passes it to Patch. Patch drives, lost control of the ball, and a steal by Rory Carr for Berthet. Up the court comes Vieira. Vieira drives, shot, missed it, rebound, knocked away in the hands of Nykerk. Nykerk clears it, goes to Patch. Patch has it at half court. Goes left wing to Torrey Taylor. Fakes the three, drives, they're going to call it for traveling. Oh, man. Tough break for Glenwood. Getting sloppy here in the last quarter. 43-39, Glenwood under 5 minutes to go in the ball game. Vieira to Rory Carr, top of the key. Hands it off to Flores. Puts up a three. That's an air ball into the hands of Jocelyn Spires. Spires up the court to Ennewald. Picked off. Oh, my goodness. Flores with major contact there. That would be pass interference in football. Are you kidding me? That girl is not afraid of contact at all. She is so aggressive. She's got the ball, Flores does. Top of the key, a little jab step. Hands it off to Carr, top of the key. Flips it over to Kralik, puts up a three. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound taken by Berthet. Shot put up by Strait. Doesn't. Yeah, she got it. Lily Strait with the bucket. And it's a two-point lead for Glenwood. They led by 10. Now down to two. And a timeout call by Coach Rhonda Mosier. It's a full timeout. We'll take a break. 4:11 to go in the game. 43-41. Glenwood hanging on to the lead. This is KMTS. 4:11 to go in the ball game. Glenwood hanging on to a 43-41 lead as Berthet. Very deep bench. They can bring in fresh players, and suddenly you see players like Gracie Flores who. He disappears for a while, comes back in, and boy, she's just a tiger getting turnovers. Glenwood led by 10 midway through the third, now lead by 2. And Nykerk goes backcourt to Ruby Patch. Patch, top of the key. Goes to Nykerk, top of the key. To Spires, in the corner. Three-pointer, rainbow. In and out, no good. Rebound, putback. You betcha! Torrey Taylor with the putback. Oh, that was huge. Her first basket of the second half, and it makes it a four-point lead for Glenwood. 3:45 to go in the game. Kralik loses it, gets it back near the Berthet bench. Dribbles around. Nykerk guarding her. Here's a three-pointer. Top of the key! Two-pointer. A two-pointer by Lily Strait. She's got 6 points this quarter. 45-43. Glenwood. Ruby Patch. Patch kicks it over to Nykerk. Nykerk back to Patch, right wing. Back to Nykerk. In the corner to Spires. Spires, they quickly double down on her. And Kralik, going for a steal, knocks it out of bounds. Glenwood's got to be a little quicker and more crisp with the passes. They're kind of telegraphing. Patch has it right wing. Oh, she carried the ball big time. Bounced the ball over her head. Oh, boy. Chance for Berthet now to tie it or take the lead. Floor is out, and Padilla, she's a three-point threat, back in the game. 45-43, Glenwood. 3 minutes to go in the game. Vieira. Here's that near steal. Vieira has it. Top of the key. Crossover dribble in the paint. Puts up a floater. Missed the shot. Rebound tipped. Ends up in the hands of Glenwood, taken by Nykerk, who took it off the floor. Nykerk brings it up the court to Matea Ennewald. Her pass, oh, threw it too hard, trying to feed it to Ruby Patch. And again, Matea being unselfish, almost to a fault, should have taken the shot since she bounced past it over the head of Ruby Patch. 45-43, Glenwood hanging on with 2:30 to go in the game. Vieira gets a pick. Patch picks her up. Here's Kralik for three. That's way off the mark. Rebound in the hands of Ruby Patch. Patch shakes the defender, looks over her shoulder, now stops at half court, waits for her teammates, goes in the corner to Spires, and knocked out of bounds by Padilla. Again, these passes are being telegraphed. Flores back in the game. Padilla out. Spires inbounding in the near corner. Lobs it almost. Oh, boy, that was close to being stolen. Patch has it. High post right side. Trying to milk some clock here and get the good shot. Patch again to Spires, right wing, back to Patch. Tried to chase it down, hands it off to Nykerk, who gets fouled, no call. Goes out to Spires, Spires to Patch. Left wing, backs it up. They double down, and a foul's going to be called. That'll put Ruby Patch at the line for two shots. It's double bonus. And these are, of course, critical. Kralik called for her first, 10th team foul. And two shots for Ruby Patch. First free throw. Off the front of the rim. Patch's second attempt is good. 46-43 Glenwood. Minute 45 to go in the ball game. Vieira one-on-one with Patch. Staying right with her. Goes top of the key. Three-pointer by Straight. Up the off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Ennewald. Pass up the court to Spires. Two-on-one advantage for Glenwood. Spires lobs it. Oh, Bass knocked away and a steal by Vieira. Great anticipation. Oh, that was a great steal. Taking it from Spires. Minute 25 to go. Here's a three-pointer to tie by Straight. Got it. The game is tied. 46-46. A minute 15 left in regulation. Patch has it. And timeout called by Coach Rhonda Mosier. 30-second timeout. Oh, Glenwood had a two-on-one advantage. And Spires pass plucked out of the air by Vieira. It was a brilliant steal. You got to give her credit. But I think she was following Joslyn's eyes. And she timed her jump perfectly, plucked it out of the air, got it up the court. They quickly got it to Lily Straight, who knocked down a three to tie the game at 46 with a minute 11 left in regulation. Rhonda Mosier leaning on those crutches. Boy, nothing would be better to ease the pain than to come away with a victory here over a very good Bertha team. Nykerk will inbound in the near sideline, right down below us here. See if she'll go back court. She's going to go back court to Patch. Work the clock, find a good shot. Patch, double teamed, goes to Spires, top of the key. Under a minute to go, tied at 46. Spires hanging on. Oh, she double dribbled. She lost concentration and picked up her dribble and dribbled again. A rare mistake by the veteran Joslyn Spires. 55 seconds left, and Bertha looking to take the lead here. Tied at 46. 50 seconds. Vieira one-on-one with Patch. Padilla to Carr, left wing. Taylor to Kralik. Kralik goes to Lily Straight. Yep. Here's a drive by... Vieira, and she got stuffed. Great block, and the last touch by Bertha. A big turnover there. And Spires gets the pass. Goes to Ruby Patch. Patch to Tori Taylor. TT to Patch. Back to Tori Taylor. Taylor to Ruby Patch. 20 seconds left. Timeout called Glenwood. Full timeout called by Rhonda Mosier. 46 all, 19 seconds left in regulation. This is KMTS. 19 seconds left in the regulation. Glenwood and Bertha tied at 46 in this fourth quarter. It's a Lily Straight for Bertha, 9 points. Glenwood as a team with 7. Yeah, Lily Straight just scoreless through three quarters and then just got hot here in the fourth. Three two-pointers and then it knocked down a three to tie the game. And Glenwood has the ball at their end with 19 seconds left, going for the win here. Spires will inbound. Goes into Nykerk. Nykerk dribbles a couple times, hands it off the Patch, 15 seconds. Spires has it left wing, 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Spires between the leg dribble, between the behind the back dribble. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, ball knocked away. And overtime, here we come. Put another 4 minutes on the clock. Glenwood just could not execute the offense, and we're going overtime. 46 all. 4 minutes back on the clock. We'll see what happens. This is KMTS. Well, we're going to overtime. Berthet and Glenwood, 46 all after four quarters. Put another 4 minutes on the clock, and Matei Ennewald and Flores will do the overtime tip. Here we go. It's taken by Glenwood. Nice tip by Ennewald to Ruby Patch. Patch flips it over to Nykerk. Back to Patch. Back to Nykerk. Top of the key. Spires trying to get open. She's open in the corner. They don't see her. Now Nykerk sees her in the corner. Spires thought about a three and then kicks it over to Patch. Patch right wing. Drives in the paint. It gets stopped and she's called for traveling. Oh, 46 all. Just started overtime. Vieira brings it up for Berthet. Berthet's got some shooters. A lot of depth on that bench. Vieira with a drive. He's going to call a foul against Ruby Patch. Got her with a knee. That's her third. 17 foul. Now this overtime period. This game might be decided at the line. Bonus time is Vieira. First free throw is no good. Rebound taken by Nykerk, and she's fouled. They're going to say that Padilla fouled her on the rebound attempt. And, no, excuse me, that's Straight with her fourth foul. It's double bonus for Glenwood. They've got to hit these free throws. Nykerk at the line for two. Jim goes quiet. Nykerk's first free throw off the back of the iron. Clanged one. She's scoreless. Padilla back in for Berthet, replacing Flores. Second free throw to break the tie for Nykerk. Missed it. Rebound taken by Berthet. Still tied at 46, 3:20 to go in the first OT. Vieira met there by Patch, top of the key. Goes to Rory Carr. To Padilla. Three-pointer from the top of the key. Buries it. Oh, my goodness. Big three-pointer for Padilla. 49-46, Berthet. Spires, top of the key to Patch. Patch down low to Troy Taylor. Wrestles the ball away. Gets it back. Goes to Ennewald, who lays it up and in. Matei Ennewald. From Tori Taylor. ...49-48 Berthet. Padilla to Carr. To Kralik. Kralik down low to Vieira. Missed the layup. Rebound taken by Patch. Patch splits the double team. Gets it up now. Finally walks it across the timeline. Goes left wing to Spires. Spires to Patch. Patch, top of the key, looking indecisive, goes to the corner to Nykerk, lobs it down to Ennewald. Ennewald kicks it over to Spires. Three-pointer, left wing. You betcha! Joslyn Spires from downtown. 51-49 Glenwood, 2:05 to go in overtime. Padilla thinking about a three, Ennewald on her. Pass almost stolen by Tori Taylor. They kick it over to Vieira, fakes the three, drives, hands it off to Padilla. Three-pointer, left, right wing, off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Berthet, by Carr. Carr kicks it out. They go to Kralik, minute 45 to go, two-point lead for Glenwood in OT. Carr's got it, one-on-one with Tori Taylor, goes down to Kralik, and Kralik is fouled by Nykerk. That's her third. And Reese Kralik at the line for two shots. First free throw is good. Nothing but nets. She averages 10 points a game. She's got nine now. 51-50 Glenwood. A minute 40 to go. Second free throw to tie. And we're tied. Nykerk brings it up, uncontested. Goes to Spires, top of the key. Back to Nykerk. Back to Spires, left wing in the near corner to Patch. And Patch's call for traveling. Boy, that was a quick whistle. Tied at 51, a minute 24 to go in the first overtime. What a game. Vieira brings it up. Met there by Patch. Hands it off to Kralik. Kralik hands it off to Lily Strait. Strait to Vieira. Vieira hands it off to Kralik. Fakes the three. Weaving around. Hands it off to Strait. Strait with the drive. Lays it up and missed the shot. Rebound. Battle for it on the floor. Jump ball called. Possession stays with Berthet. 57 seconds left in the first overtime. Tied at 51. And a timeout called by Berthet. It's a 30-second timeout. 57 seconds left in the first OT. All tied at 51. In the fourth quarter, Glenwood outscored 9-7. And just had trouble executing the offense. Whenever Coach Mosier was drawn up, just couldn't get it done. Credit Berthet playing great defense. And they've really been excellent at anticipating passes. And getting some steals. I'm not sure what the turnover battle looks like, but it's fairly even. Well, I wouldn't blame Rhonda, Coach Mosier, for, you know, having a comfy seat, but she's been leaning on those crutches all night, just pacing back and forth. Kind of a sparse crowd on this snowy, cold night, but they're being treated to a great ball game. Two solid teams. Berthet, a very deep team. They've dressed everybody. Glenwood with, they usually dress with eight or nine. Berthet ball inbounding. Vieira has it at the post. Scoop shot, reverse layup, got it, and the lead is back to Berthet. What a shot by Vieira. Reverse layup. 53-51, Spartans lead. Nykerk has it, double teamed. Goes to Spires for three to break the tie. Yo, in and out, no good. Rebound, put back. Taylor missed the shot. Oh, my goodness, battle for the ball. Jump ball possession goes to Glenwood as Nykerk hits the floor hard with 30 seconds left. She's being helped up by Ruby Patch. She's all right, hobbling a little bit. Oh, my goodness. Spires almost broke the tie. She'll inbound it. 53-51 Berthet, 30 seconds left. And Spires at the baseline. Running out of time, lobs it into Patch. Patch fell out of bounds. She saved it, though. She got it into Nykerk. Goes to Tori Taylor. Spires for three to break the tie. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Taylor. Taylor, 17 seconds. Goes to Nykerk. And timeout called by Coach Rhonda Mosier. 14 seconds left. 53-51 Spartans lead. And it's a timeout by Glenwood, a 30-second timeout. You know, Joslyn's going to try and get open. I don't think Rhonda wants to go another overtime. But we'll see. Tomorrow we'll travel to Palisade. Rifle and Palisade. The girls play at 4:30 and the boys tip off at 6. Oh, my goodness. Heart-stopping action here at Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. Lady Demons in danger of losing two in a row. ...53-51, Berthet leads. 14.6 seconds exactly remaining in the first overtime. And it'll be Nykerk inbounding on the near sideline. And goes top of the key to Spires. Spires stops his pass, almost thrown away! And it's a steal for Berthet. 8 seconds. 7. Up the court to Kralik. And they're going to foul her with 3 seconds left. And Glenwood's going to lose this one. Just errant passes, too many turnovers. He just got lazy with the passes. Kralik at the free throw line. And looks like Glenwood's going to drop this one. 3.1 seconds left. First free throw is good. It's a 4-point lead. That should do her. Glenwood's going to go to 0-4 lifetime against the Spartans. Kralik's second free throw. Good. And she's hit 4 free throws in this overtime period, and that's it. 55-51, Berthoud with the win over Glenwood. We'll be back with the totals after this on KMTS. Well, a tough 55-51 loss for the Glenwood Lady Demons. They lose to the Berthoud Spartans. Second loss in a row for Glenwood. Coming off that 30-point defeat in the hands of Green Mountain, they lose to the Spartans 55-51. Glenwood had the edge 16-15 in the first, 11-9 in the second quarter. Midway through the third, they had a 10-point lead, came out red hot, but then suddenly Berthoud caught fire and ended up tying the game up. Lily Strait was a big factor in the second half. She was scoreless through three quarters but scored 9 points, including a big three-pointer that tied the game in regulation in the fourth, sent the game into OT. And Glenwood had plenty of opportunities, called timeouts and tried to run the offense but just couldn't find any player open. Jocelyn Spires had a couple open looks at threes but could not knock them down. She hit one of them in the overtime period, but couldn't hit him in the clutch, and I mean, that's a lot of pressure. And Berthoud ends up winning it. They outscored Glenwood 9-5 in that overtime period and win it 55-51. Reese Kralik, scoreless in the fourth quarter, but scored 4 points off of the free throw line in that overtime period, and that was the difference, 55-51. Some totals, Rory Carr with a free throw. Katie Vieira was great at running the offense. She had 8 points for the night. Flaherty with 2 points. 12 points scored by Kaylee Padilla, including a couple of threes. Hit a big three in that overtime period. Lily Strait with 9 points, as I mentioned, all in the fourth quarter. And Fall with 7 points. She hit a couple of threes. And Reese Kralik finishes with 12 points for Glenwood. Ruby Patch, big night for her, 12 points. 19 points from Matea Anawal, just a monster game. I think she was in double digits in rebounds as well. Great game for her, 19 points, 12 from Patch. 9 points scored by Jocelyn Spires, all from the beyond the arc. A three-pointer in the first, one in the second, and one in overtime, but missed a couple of big ones in that overtime period. That would have given Glenwood the lead. Torrey Taylor with 12 points on the night. Glenwood loses their second in a row. They fall to 8-3 overall. Berthoud, meanwhile, goes to 3-5. Well, Glenwood's got some time to prepare now for Fruita Monument, another tough opponent, a big 5A school at Fruita Monument next Thursday the 12th. And we'll have those games here on KMTS Girls at 5:30, boys at 7. Meantime, our next broadcast is tomorrow evening, Rifle at Palisade. The girls tip off at 4:30, boys at 6 o'clock here on KMTS. Want to thank our sponsors, Flooring America, Mr. Vac Cleaning and Restoration, Berthoud Select, Bighorn Toyota, Bank of Colorado, Alpine Bank, Carl Ciani, State Farm Insurance. That's going to do it from Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. Again, our final score, the Glenwood Lady Demons falls to the Berthoud Spartans, 55-51. Have a great evening. Be safe out there. Take it easy on the roads, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow right here on KMTS.